Fox News Alert, day one and no leader. I'm Lee Silasera. The House has adjourned for the day after three unsuccessful tries to elect a speaker.
Kevin McCarthy has not been able to get the necessary votes to become speaker. They took three lengthy votes this afternoon. The House said that's it for the day. They move to adjourn. They will resume at noon Eastern time tomorrow. Here was the vote breakdown on the latest tally. Hakeem Jeffries, the Democrat from Brooklyn, 212 votes. Kevin McCarthy, Republican of California, 202 votes. And Jim Jordan, Republican of Ohio, who is not actually seeking this post, got 20. They are done for the day. They are not going to swear in any members of the House today because they don't have a speaker. You have to first elect a speaker before you can swear in the members.
Fox's Chad Pergram. Today marks the first time in 100 years the House failed to elect a speaker on the first ballot. But over in the Senate, it was business as usual.
If both sides are willing to give it a good faith effort, I'm optimistic we can be successful, far more successful than many might think.
Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says he's the longest-serving senator from New York. The suspect in the killing of four University of Idaho students in Cordon, Pennsylvania today, Brian Koberger, will head back to Idaho to face murder charges.
Specific details regarding this investigation cannot be released until the suspect is extradited to Idaho and presented with the probable cause affidavit.
Pennsylvania State Police Commissioner Robert Evanchak, a source tells Fox News, investigators in Moscow, Idaho, were able to link Koberger to the murders of four University of Idaho students via DNA and genetic genealogy. Wall Street stocks fell on the first trading day of 2023 after closing out its worst year since 2008. The Dow lost 10, the Nasdaq off 79, the S&P minus 15. America is listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.
New York prosecutors say the teen who they say stabbed two police officers near Times Square on New Year's Eve could face terrorism charges.
19-year-old Trevor Bickford of Wells, Maine, traveled by Amtrak to New York City to attack police officers, say investigators. Allegedly took a machete, shouted Allahu Akbar, and slashed three officers before he was shot. A few blocks from where thousands were gathering for the Times Square New Year's Eve celebrations. The officers are out of the hospital, but Bickford, shot in the shoulder, remains there under arrest for attempted murder and assault. The family home was searched by investigators over the weekend, and his mother and aunt reportedly became so concerned about his jihadist extremism that they contacted the feds, and the teen was put on the FBI terrorism watch list. He's expected to soon be arraigned. In New York, Eric Shawn, Fox News.
Microsoft has its first labor union. A group of video game testers from ZeniMax Studios has become part of Communications Workers of America. The effort to unionize built up speed due to Microsoft's ongoing bid to buy Activision Blizzard. Microsoft made a June pact with the CWA to stay neutral if workers sought to form a union. A personal finance website reveals its list of 2023's best and worst cities for keeping your New Year's resolutions.
WalletHub comparing some of the most popular and most commonly broken New Year's resolutions, ranking 180 U.S. cities based on their conduciveness to self-improvement. Seattle tops the personal finance website's list as the best city to keep resolutions, followed by San Francisco, Scottsdale, Salt Lake City, and Overland Park, Kansas. Newark, New Jersey, Shreveport, Louisiana, and Gulfport, Mississippi among the site's toughest places to keep them. The study based on 57 metrics, including exercise opportunities, family ties, and income growth. According to a WalletHub survey, one in three Americans plan to make finance-themed resolutions this year.
Fox's Kristen Goodwin. I'm Lee Silasera. This is Fox News.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a three-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.